This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This is Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jason Vance. Ann Zwinker, a professor of equine science at Penn State University, joins us to visit about arenas. Ann, when considering building a horse arena, what is the first thing to do?
Well, before you get started, you want to find out in your community or in your township or parish or county or whatever you live in, you want to find out, can you put it in there? You need to find out if you need a building permit. If you're moving a lot of dirt, more than 1,000 square feet for certain states, you need an erosion sediment EMS plan that you get from the conservation districts. You want to look into that. So find out, are you zoned to be able to have that? And then find out what you need before you get started. And before you purchase or order footing or base, or even hire your contractor that's going to help you excavate that area, you want to talk to other stables, farms, or other facilities that had similar arenas built on their place, find out what worked for them, what they didn't like, any unexpected things to expect. So, you know, do some homework before you get started.
Once you've talked to those folks and done your homework, choosing a location is a pretty important step. They say in real estate it's all about location, 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 and really the same principle applies when building a horse arena. What are the key factors for selecting the right location for your horse arena?
A lot of people first will look for the most level place they have on their property, which is okay. But I always tell this story. My father put an arena in way down over the hill. It was almost a quarter mile away. And we had these yearling and two-year-old Arabian colts we were training. And the last thing you want to do is drag those baby colts half a mile or a quarter of a mile away to just start working them. You know, you want to be able to get to that arena. So if the arena is too far from where the horses are housed or trained, the arena is not real accessible. And you want to make it so that you can get trucks and equipment in there. So, if, you know, as you're maintaining this thing, you're going to have to put more footing and base in and maintenance this thing. So you don't want to make it so inaccessible you can't get there. The last thing you want to do is put it in a level floodplain area where your riding days are reduced because it's underwater or it's too wet. You want to have it somewhere where it'll be well drained. You want it very accessible to the horses where they're housed. By doing that, you have to look at the slope of a hillside you're putting it on, the topography, and try to have the water move off of the arena base.
Drainage is incredibly important for a horse arena, and different sites require different ways of keeping water off the surface. What are some of the different challenges to make sure your horse arena drains properly?
If you're cutting into a hillside, you'll have to have it sloped off of the hill. If you're in a fairly flat place, you may want it sloped, crowned in the middle like you would do, like if you're putting a driveway or road in. You know, look at a road, it's kind of crowned at the top and the drainage goes off each side. And then where you have the drainage go, you have to think of putting French drains in or some gullies or swells that kind of carry the water away so you don't have standing water around it that soaks back into the base of the arena. So it takes, you know, there's several books out there. The United States Dressage Federation has an excellent book that's online free on arena footing, and they really go into putting the drainage in and the base and talks about different ways to slope it according to the topography of that area you're putting it in. So, you know, and contractors do this all the time when they're putting driveways in. You know, they're always looking at moving water away off of the area. So do some homework on that, too, before you get started.
That is part one with Ann Zwinker from Penn State University on horse arenas. We'll continue our conversation with Ann next time here on the RFD Radio Network with another edition of Let's Talk Horses.